I'm speaking to Canberra artist Stephen Clively about his forthcoming exhibition, Layers and Backdrops. Welcome to Arts Cafe, Stephen.
Yeah, well, thank you for inviting me.
What brought you to art?
Well, I've been interested in art since childhood. My father was a very good draftsman, but never did that professionally. But he taught me how to appreciate art, and I've always been interested. I fell into some extremely busy jobs working in the public service in Canberra and in the United Kingdom. And I always found art to be a great outlet to take the pressure off and think about something other than work. So when I retired, I started to do things more with art, and I joined the Artist Society of Canberra to start exhibiting in 2018. So I've been concentrating on art.
Were you formally trained in art?
No formal training. I attended many ANU extension classes when it was still just the School of Art. So a lot of the evening classes there. The summer art experience that ASOC runs, so I went to many of them over the years. And when we were living in London, I was a part-time student for a little while at the Putney School of Art and Design. So I'd say I'm an amateur who's had a little bit of training.
What media do you work in?
Yeah, acrylic painting is actually my first love. I use a very, very expressive style. I like to do things very quickly, expressive, bright colours, and great designs that have impact. So that's my go-to, but I've turned to collage for this particular exhibition.
That's an interesting transition. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about collage? What does it actually entail?
The particular technique I've been using is to actually create the image from pieces of paper. So unlike my acrylic painting, these particular collages are fairly meticulous and very time-consuming. They take about 10 times to do compared to one of my acrylic paintings. But what we've got here is something that I turned to during lockdown, and where I did a very good portrait of my daughter just using maps and the paint swatches from Bunnings. And that was very successful. So I thought, I should keep exploring this. And the result has been this exhibition. A lot of it is sort of picking up colours at random to create an element for the one of my daughter, which is not in this show. Maps of the Kosciuszko region form her blouse. So there's a lot of ridge lines that create shadows and so on. I've also been using a lot of wallpaper and fabric. I've come into possession of a lot of these sample books of wallpapers and fabrics. So a lot of those have found their way into this exhibition as well. Acrylic paints used a little bit, but mainly as backgrounds. More than 90% of what you see is cut-up paper, but some strange materials have been used here and there. Like, there's a particular one that uses a high-vis yellow plastic fabric to form a very vivid yellow coat that one of the people in one of the cafes is wearing.
The exhibition itself, Layers and Backdrops, what was the inspiration for that?
Oh, well, I was in a cafe in Sydney, and I thought, the scene was just terrific. And I actually tried to render it in acrylic paint and just didn't work. And so I thought about the work I'd done with the portrait of my daughter. And I thought, see what happens with this. And so that particular work, I think it came together really well. And I thought, I can take this further. And I've been doing a lot of travelling between Canberra and WA over the last few years. And I just kept collecting scenes from various cafes and bars I went to. And now it's become a bit of a habit. Whenever I go into a cafe, I say, is this collageable?
So do you take photos?
Yeah, look, every one of them is composed of about two or three different photographs that I've matched together. So there's a few there. There's one I particularly like of a cafe in Victoria Park in WA, which is actually composed of photographs that were taken over three different visits over about a two-year period. And it's been pulled together from that.
Do you ask the people that you're going to take photos?
Some of them, the people are very abstract or you can't tell who it is. But the ones where the person is kind of identifiable, I usually get permission from them or from the establishment. But I try to not take anyone's image without them knowing it.
The exhibition begins when?
Starts on the 2nd of April and runs to the 16th of April, and it's opened at 6 o'clock on Thursday the 3rd of April at the front in Lynham.
How many works are actually in the exhibition?
Well, there's 12 A2 size works, and they're all ready to go. Some of them are just being framed at the moment, and there's about three smaller works, about the size of an A3. Although different techniques have been brought to each one, they just look like a cohesive set. So I'm very proud of it.
And they're all for sale, I
think? Yes, I had a sale of one of them at the ASOC Spring Exhibition last year.
And will you continue with collage?
I'm going to embark on a series of portraits of musicians and artists and other people I know. That'll be something to get ready for next year. That will use more paint, because just using paper takes too much time. But it'll be collage with paint.
I encourage the listeners to go along and see it. And in fact, if you want a sense of what you're going to see, you have some of the images of the pieces that are on exhibition on your website. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. It's called Layers and Backdrops. It's on my website, which is one word, stephenclively.com. So that's Stephen, StephenClively.com. So Layers and Backdrops is the relevant page. The Layers and Backdrop is the title of one of the works, and about three of the works just happen to have the title of them slotted in somewhere. So I encourage people to go and look for the title of the work.
One final thing before we finish up. You're also the Secretary of the Art Society, is that right?
Yeah, the Secretary of the Art Society of Canberra. I've been doing work for them on a voluntary basis since 2019, actually. And one of the things I've been doing in recent times is organising the Spring Exhibition, which is held in October. So we've just put out the information for the October Spring Exhibition on the ASOC website. So people can go and have a look at that.
Well, again, thank you, Stephen, for taking the time to come in and talk to us about your exhibition. We hope it's a great success, and we encourage all of our listeners to go along and not only see it, but also support arts in the ACT.
Yeah, thanks, Bart.